My band called the Speckles, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skyba.
Home. I wanna be good, wanna be kind, bad seeks up from behind.
All right, that's great new stuff by The Sins. Sins of out of Jersey. That song's called Woman Child. Latest single, as I said. They're playing the bar on this Thursday night along with Freeloader and I believe False Positives. I'm not sure about the third band, but I'll get that for sure when I come back to you. The Spackles started off with their new single, Spy in the House of Frankenstein. That's a Rumbar Records selection. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A lot of new music. Just played The Sins, as I said, brand new stuff. And a lot of other new stuff lined up. And about 7:30-ish or so, right around then, maybe a little later, Linnea Herzog will be coming up, talk about her latest stuff. And we'll be talking about a Harris Waltz fundraiser at the Crystal Ballroom this Thursday night. But this is a band called Class.
Times run out and the line's been
brand new stuff from Worshipper. That was Only Alive off of One Way Trip. Before that, we had Slow Fiction with End of the Night off of their Crush EP. Starcrawler with a new single, Learn to Say Goodbye, and band called Class with Burnout City. It's 721 WMFO in Medford. I'm going to go grab Linnea and play a bunch of tunes while we're doing that. This is Sprints.
She's a bad stroke of luck, yeah, they hit her with the book. She's got a face for every place, you'll never know how she looks. And if heaven was a hero, then she'd go on and sing it. Drink the poison from the wine without a breath, go on and sink it. You got them big dreams, you wanna get out of here. You're sick of being stuck in the apartment. You're strapped for cash and, well, you don't know where to start. It isn't easy with the price of living, but oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older, oh, I know it's coming round again. Can you be holding on any tighter? Just take a breath and get out of this place. I know you can, just get yourself together. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again.
When you get down, you're a lit one. Always
You got them big dreams. You wanna get out of here. You wanna get out of here. You wanna get out of here.
can suck it, but don't even think of it. Investigators undercover. Physical dimension discovered. Turning my friends into lovers. This could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer. Bassist and drummer. We could be chaotic, chaotic bisexual summer.
There you have it. Chaotic Bisexual Summer by Lanier's Garden. Played a lot of music there. Also in that was the Ghouls' latest called Pocket of Gold. Soft Skies with a song called Sooner or Later. Latest single by them. Amel and the Sniffers with, I put Sooner or Later in, but that's not the name of that song.
Oops.
I'll find it right now. Well, we'll get it out. Amel and the Sniffers. Great new song, right? We all loved it. Lanier loves
Big Dreams.
It. Yes, Big Dreams by Amel and the Sniffers. What else do we have in here? Sprints, they have a new single called Feast. I think that gets us up to speed. How you doing?
Doing well. How's it going, Skybar?
It's going good. Going busy. Busy's good, though, right?
Yeah, busy's good.
So you got a lot of stuff going on, but I want to touch on the Chaotic Bisexual Summer. It was kind of a mini tour, right, that you'd had with that? Or was it would you call it a big tour?
That was probably our biggest tour we've ever done. We went all the way to the Midwest.
And were a lot of those places you'd never played before, I imagine?
Most of them were, yeah.
Wow. So how was it? Was it nerve-wracking in a way? Or was it exciting? Because it must be, you know, you're going to places you've never been before. They don't really know you guys.
It was super exciting. Like, honestly, it was probably the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Wow,
I felt
cool.
This sense of purpose I'd never had before in any band that I'd been in. And, yeah, it was just amazing. I can't wait to do it again.
Sweet. So how many months run was that?
Well, that tour was only, like, 1 month, basically. Most of the shows were in, like, the two-week period.
But you hit a lot of spaces, a lot of different clubs. That's great. And you're already working on a new EP, right? That's going to drop shortly?
Yeah, we've been releasing singles from it since Chaotic Bisexual Summer came out in mid-June for Pride Month. And all the songs we've released since then are going to be part of an EP called Looking Forward to the Moment, which is coming out November 14th. We're doing our EP release show over at Deep Cuts, not far from here in Medford.
I love Deep Cuts.
Yeah, it's a great venue. We actually, this will be our first time playing it, but I've been to a lot of great local shows there.
Right, so you're familiar with it. Yeah, I like that room.
Should be really good. We've got Good Karma. We've got Catwolf. We've got the Ghouls, who you just played.
Yeah.
Should be a really, really good bill. I'm really excited. I really like all those bands.
Yeah.
So. Come on down.
Did you see, I think you were there, you saw Cat Wolf at the Jungle?
Yeah, we played with them our last EP release, actually, about a year ago. They're just such a great band. We played with them in Vermont, too.
I had never seen them before the Jungle show, and I was just blown away. I've been contacting her to get them on the show, so I have to touch base again because this show's filling up. I have, like, people into December, but so I think they have something coming out, a release of some sort of their own coming out shortly, so... Yeah, it'd be great to get them on. So the new EP, Looking Forward to the Moment, is that the name of it?
That's it, yeah.
What's the moment?
I think that's anything? Up for that's the up listener for the, right. to determine.
Whoever, a personal interpretation thing, yeah.
I think a lot of people live with all these day-to-day anxieties, and this is sort of to put a more positive spin on it. It's also a lyric from the song No Vision, so I like to pick... You know, the EP title with one of the lyrics, if I can. And so this is sort of following on that pattern.
Yeah. So two songs that are going to be on it already out, right? Another one's
There's
tomorrow?
Three out.
Three are out?
Whatever. Yeah. There's Chaotic, Bisexual, Summer, Cherry, and No Vision.
And another one's tomorrow.
Another one is dropping on Friday. Yeah. 2/10.
All right. Yeah. I have Chaotic. I have No Vision. You're going to play Cherry. You're a busy person. I mean, you have a real job. So it must be tough to get all this crammed in. You're planning tours. You're writing a lot. You have like a job that requires attention. So it's where do you fit it all in? You just like to write. You constantly write.
I think the music is what makes all the other stuff worth it. So it's not. It's more of a question of fitting in the other stuff.
Fitting your job in.
Exactly.
I got a band. I'm doing music. I guess we got to do this job thing too.
Yeah, but it just makes it even feel better. You know, when you do get on stage and you have a great time, or you write something you're proud of. I think a lot of my friends. I mean, a lot of us are in the same boat, right?
Right.
You know, we have day jobs and we just do this on top of all that stuff. I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people can identify with that.
Yeah. I'm going to play No Vision. And we'll come back and we'll let you do one. But this is No Vision, on the upcoming EP.
Thank you.
I was babbling away there. That's No Vision off the upcoming EP. But that's a great song. It's one of your more rockin' tunes, I would say, right?
Yeah, I'm liking that one a lot.
It's a great song. But I'm going to let you play, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk a bit more.
But, yeah. I'm going to do, I brought my acoustic, I'm going to do Cherry, which is also off the EP. We released this one in July. It's about the beautiful things in life and how they don't last. Okay. Electric charge, heart throbs and pull-up bars. We're holding hands in the ocean, loving like aliens in zero gravitas. No satisfied inhibition. Cherry blossom, evaporate the water. Mirror labyrinth, lost touch and blue scrubs, that Gemini radiation. Cherry blossom, evaporate the water I'm walking. Scary talking, pull the paper, feed me my fortune. What chocolate? Chandeliers in the shower. Panthers and pantheons sent off the Santas that you can sing all the words to.
Nice.
Thank you.
Been practicing that acoustic.
I have been practicing that acoustic.
Because the show, we didn't even hit on it yet. We will now. The fundraiser this Thursday at the Crystal Ballroom, the Harris Waltz fundraiser that you'll be playing at. And you'll be acoustic at that thing, right?
Yep.
And let me rattle off the people involved in that, and then we'll talk a bit about it. I guess Blue Ribbon is basically the behind it all. Blue Ribbon Barbecue, which is in Arlington.
Yeah, you get dinner from them with the ticket price, which I think is totally worth the price of admission.
Bargain.
It's really good. Like, that food's really good.
Yeah,
at that point.
I mean, obviously, it's a great cause. You know, I am all about what Kamala's trying to do. I'm a big fan of pro-choice, pro-woman's choice. I think gun laws should be way more restrictive than they currently are. I think climate change is real. All these Democratic things that I think are good that she supports. And I'm big on unions. I think COVID was a real thing. I don't think it was a hoax. So, I mean, it's just a great cause, and to try and help her. Although this state, you know, we kind of know where this state's going, but, you know, money helps. So, yeah, it's a great cause if you have of that belief, you know. And on the bill, Randy Black, Robin Lane with Adam Sherman. Danielle's last name, I'm going to butcher it. Do you know how to pronounce her last name?
I think it's Maraglia.
Okay, Danielle Maraglia.
I believe.
Erica Mantone, yourself, Jack Mastel from Little Happy Little Clouds. Girl with a Hawk, also acoustic, will be playing. So, I mean, yeah, it's, I forget the exact time. I think it kicks off at like
six.
Yeah, one of those doors at five. I don't know what that,
yeah.
I don't know what that
dinner at six, is. Music at seven, I yeah. believe.
So, yeah, till about 10 o'clock or so, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Not too late on a Thursday.
Right.
Good cause, you know. I try to keep the politics out of my music, but you know, listen closely, and you might hear lyrics like "F the patriarchy." So yep. You kind of know where I stand here.
Yeah, I'm similar. I mean, on the show, I've been doing this for like 12 years, so if you listen to my show long enough, you know where I stand, obviously. And so I don't go on ad nauseum about it, but I don't ignore it either.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I'm not one of these people that's going to say, oh, politics, I don't care about it. I mean, I do care, but I obviously I'm not going to beat it into the ground, my views on things. But so that's Thursday night at the Crystal Ballroom. And maybe I'll play... You have a lot to plug regarding your shows and everything, upcoming shows.
We can do that after you play.
Yeah, I'm gonna play some of the bands involved in that. I think we got stuff. Not all of them, certainly, but I think I have stuff by Randy and Girl with a Hawk's new song called "Vote." It's actually not new; they redid it. But I'm gonna play a few of those artists, and we'll be back and talk a bit more. And Linnea has got one more that she's gonna play for us.
Spring had just begun when her questions all began. Her thoughts were on the run, and this is how they ran. We'll be right back.
attention. Every person that you meet has their intention. If you could look inside the soul of everyone you knew could hurt you, would you hesitate to offer another point of view? I watch the news reports of war and find my mind cannot comprehend it. But people say it's nothing new, it's always fueled by hatred. Chosen one. It is dangerous to think we are the only ones deserving liberty and peace, 'cause they belong to everyone. Deserving democracy. Rock the boat, use your boat, you cannot waste it. Rock the boat, use your